This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The signs are upon us, a reckoning unfolding as Yahuwah exposes the foundations of deceit. We watch as Edom's shadow lengthens, attempting to consume all in its path, even as its own internal fractures deepen. But within that darkness, a stirring, a reawakening amongst scattered Israel, a remembering of the covenant standard. For generations, we have been offered trinkets in exchange for our birthright, paper promises traded for enduring wealth. The weight of glory, the true inheritance promised to Jacob's seed, has been obscured by the dust of Edom's making. They present a system built on illusion, a kingdom of shifting sands where numbers dance and debts multiply, all while true prosperity remains locked away. Consider the ancient accounts, the dedication of silver and gold to the sanctuary, not as mere accumulation, but as a return of Yahuwah's provision, a covenant acknowledgement that abundance flows from obedience. But Edom understands only exploitation. They build their power on the labor of others, profiting from anxiety and dependency. They offer a false abundance, a glittering surface concealing a core of emptiness. The reports are clear. Billions vanish into the abyss of their schemes, swindles and corruption woven into the very fabric of their financial order. This is not simply mismanagement, people of Israel. This is judgment. Obadiah declared it long ago, the pride of Edom is undone, because Yahuwah has brought judgment upon them. Their system is crumbling, revealing its inherent instability, its reliance on force to maintain control even as the foundations give way. We see it in the political maneuvering, the desperate attempts to cling to power amidst election cycles. We see it in the failing infrastructure, the cracks appearing in the facade of their supposed strength. And we see it in the escalating sanctions, a tightening grip that reveals not power but desperation. Kushner's schemes, those well-documented transactions fueled by greed, are but a symptom of a deeper rot, a testament to Edom's insatiable hunger. But while Edom's grasp tightens, Yahuwah is simultaneously loosening the chains that bind scattered Israel. He is exposing the theft of our inheritance, the poisoning of our lands, the contamination of our food supplies. This is not a random occurrence, but a deliberate despoliation, demanding restoration. Yeshekel prophesied of this, a reclaiming of what was stolen, a cleansing of what was defiled. The awakening within Israel is not a call to rebuild Edom's structures, but to reclaim our own covenant identity. Look to the reports coming from the so-called courts of justice, those institutions claiming to uphold righteousness. The suspension of the ICC prosecutor is not a surprise. It is a confirmation of what we already knew. Edom's legal system is compromised, incapable of rendering true judgment, particularly when it comes to Israel. They cannot justly assess the actions of those who operate under a different covenant, a different set of laws. This is a sign of their diminishing authority, a clear indication that their power is waning. And what of the deceptive peace offerings? Persia's olive branch, extended while simultaneously fueling conflict, is a familiar tactic. Yirmiyahu warned us of this, a false calm masking deeper turmoil, a deceptive promise before the inevitable judgment. They offer words of reconciliation while their actions speak of aggression, a pattern repeated throughout history. Do not be deceived by their gestures, people of Israel. Their intent is not peace, but control. Israel's relentless escalation against Lebanon, against Iran, against Gaza is a provocation, a deliberate attempt to ignite wider conflict. The reports detail sonic warfare, ceasefire violations, the brutal slaughter at Nusayrat. These are not isolated incidents, but part of a pattern of escalating brutality, a disregard for human life that echoes the heart of Edom. Yahal prophesied of this, a time of conflict and judgment, a testing of nations. But even amidst the darkness, the promise of restoration remains. Yahuwah is gathering his people, awakening them to their true inheritance. He is calling us to remember the covenant, to reclaim the wealth he has promised, not the wealth of Edom, but the enduring wealth of righteousness and obedience. This is not a call to rebuild a physical kingdom, but to rebuild a spiritual foundation, to restore the covenant relationship between Yahuwah and his people. The watchman remains vigilant, observing the signs, sounding the alarm. The day of Yahuwah draws near. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.